content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you today from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of December of 2022. And we start out with the district governor's message. Greetings, Lyons. Well, the holiday season is here. Christmas is right around the corner. Also, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and several other holidays, ending the season with New Year's. It's a time of joy, laughter, gifts, and fun. But with this economy, there are some that need a little help for themselves and their families. If your club is not already collecting toys or food to help others during this time, and you have a little, a little time and some extra resources, consider personally sponsoring a needy family or a child. Contact a local military base, their public affairs office, and see about sending cards or cookies, etc., to military away from home. Get your family involved with helping at a food bank. Smile at folks and wish them a Merry Christmas. A smile doesn't cost a thing. This is what Lyons do best. Find opportunities to make life a little better for others. We are all warriors in service. What is my Christmas wish? That you and yours are happy and blessed this holiday season, and all are kept safe from harm. Happy holidays. And from your first Vice District Governor, Merry Christmas, Lyons. What a great time to be a lion. I have been impressed with each of you with your heart for serving. I can honestly say that we have one of the best districts around. With that being said, let's not lose our focus on our mission for serving those in need. Next is make sure that you plan to attend the Midwinter Convention in Greenville, North Carolina. DG Mayra and DG Alan Swaim have a theme for this convention as pirates. No, this does not mean the ECU pirates. DG Mayra is a history buff as it comes to pirates. Friday is family fun night where you can come dressed as a pirate or come casual. There will be music, food, dancing, and time to reconnect with our lion friends. Saturday, we will have our next cabinet meeting where we'll be holding elections. Information on the candidates of officers will be sent out at a later date. Town hall luncheon with the international family, followed by a town hall from international director Lee Vries. Club presidents, you are invited to a president's town hall with ID Lee on Saturday. Workshops will be available. Move on then to come as we are finalizing them. So let's come out and support the Midwinter Convention. Last is, I am finalizing my team for next year. If I have not contacted you and you would like to do something in the district, contact me at cmets22@gmail.com. That is cmets22@gmail.com. Wishing you and your family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. From First VDG Carly and Lion Dawn Metz. And from the second Vice District Governor, there's a notice about Dimes for Diabetes. One 16.9-ounce water bottle can hold up to $100 in dimes. I challenge your club to collect at least one water bottle of dimes. Sponsoring diabetes kids to summer camps in 2023 with your collections. The final collection at April 2023 State Convention. Contact your district diabetes chairperson or email msgellioattwife@gmail.com. The following page has a lovely picture of someone with a therapy dog, and the title is DG Mayra Visits with an Adult Daycare with Raina. The next cabinet meeting will be January 21st, 2023. The cabinet meeting will be held in Greenville, North Carolina, during the Midwinter Convention. The 2023-2024 district election will also be held. Here's an announcement about district training. February 4th, 2023. The location and time is to be announced. There will be talk of new members, how to be successful in a service project, organ donation, and officer communication. Those are the topics. And here's an announcement on the Midwinter Convention. That is right. Districts 31 N and S will be back in Greenville, North Carolina, January 20th to 21st of 2023. Be on the lookout for more information about the convention in the coming months. And in this newsletter, there is a registration form which informs folks that the Friday fun night is an Italian lasagna buffet, $30 now, but $33 if you register after the 20th of December. And then on Saturday, there's the Tail Twisters Breakfast, a country-style buffet for $25, $28 after the 20th. And on Saturday, there's also a lunch with soup and deli sandwich buffet for $25, $28 after the December 20th. And on Saturday, January 21st at 6:30 will be the district governor's banquet. It'll be a chicken marsala plated dinner. And you can mail your registration and check to Lion Joelle Lind. Her contact is 919-219-1724. And the address is 1003 River D Court in Apex, North Carolina, 27502-4153. You need to make your room reservations by December 19th for the Lions rate, so call early. There's also an announcement on the advertisements, the cost of putting an ad in the program. So a full-page ad is $100, half-page $70, a quarter-page $50, and an eighth of a page $35. You can email your ad copy to PDG Carlton Metz. The email address is carltonvmetz@gmail.com or call 252-259-4140. And if you need help with design ideas, you can contact PDG Carlton Metz. The ad deadline is January 1st of 2023. And here's an announcement about the speaker. He is Lee Vries, the International Lions Club International Director. Lee Vries, from Jim Falls, Wisconsin, USA, was elected to serve a two-year term as a director of Lions Club International at the Association's 104th International Convention, June 24th through June 28th of 2022. Director Vries works professionally as an information technology infrastructure manager and has obtained multiple computer certifications, including CISSP, VCP, CCNA, and CMNA. His over 40 years of information technology experience has included over 11 years of information technology consulting, technical designs and implementations, project management, and personnel management. He has been an active member of the Jim Falls Lions Club since 2001 and has held multiple offices within the association, including district governor, vice council chairperson, multiple district global membership champion, multiple district resolutions, constitution, and bylaws chairperson, and multiple district technology chairperson. In recognition of his service to the association, he has received numerous awards, including the International President's Award, the International President's Leadership Award, multiple International President's Certificates of Appreciation, and the GAT Chairperson's Award. Director Vries is also a Progressive Melvin Jones Fellow. In addition to his Lions activities, Director Vries has been active in numerous professional and community organizations, including Information Systems Security Association, Moose International, and Knights of Columbus. He's an active member of his church and serves as cantor and parish council member. Director Vries and his wife Mary, also a Lion and Progressive Melvin Jones Fellow, have been married for over 43 years and have two children, two grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. Both Director Vries and Lion Mary have been recognized at the multiple district level as progressive Birch Sturm Fellows and have served as presidents of the Wisconsin Lions Foundation. An announcement that the district is seeking officers for 2023-2024. District 31N is seeking officers for the 2023-24 Lions year. The nominating committee chair has asked all interested candidates to submit a letter of intent, club endorsement, and qualifications to PDG Carlton Metz by email by December 16, 2022 for the following positions. District Governor. Qualifications. Candidate is an active member in good standing of a chartered Lions Club in good standing in his or her single or sub-district. Candidate endorsed by his or her Lions Club or a majority of the Lions Clubs in the district. Candidate is currently serving as the first Vice District Governor within this district. First Vice District Governor. Qualifications. Candidate is an active member in good standing of a chartered Lions Club in good standing in his or her single or sub-district. Candidate endorsed by his or her Lions Club or a majority of the Lions Clubs in the district. Candidate is currently serving as the second Vice District Governor within his district, has not completed a full term or majority portion thereof as District Governor. Second Vice District Governor. Qualifications. Candidate is an active member in good standing of a chartered Lions Club in good standing in his or her single or sub-district. Candidate endorsed by his or her Lions Club or a majority of the Lions Clubs in the district has served as club president, club board of directors 2 years, served on the district cabinet as zone or region chairperson, or has served as cabinet secretary and or treasurer, with none of the above being accomplished concurrently. Has not completed a full term or majority portion thereof as district governor. Please email your nominations to PDG Carlton Metz at carltonvmetz@gmail.com. And that is yours in Lionism from PDG Carlton Metz, the nominations chair. And here's a picture with some lions behind some hams. And the title is Ham It Up, Guys. And pictured from left to right in this photo are Lions Steve Jordan, PDG Barbara Mays, Sharon Betkowski, Joe Betkowski, and Carolyn Kirkland. Once again, Goldsboro Downtown Lions came through in a time of need. Recently, an out-of-pocket donation was raised by 13 of our club's Lions to buy hams for the Goldsboro Soup Kitchen. We raised $380 and purchased 18 hams for people who otherwise cannot afford this luxury for their Thanksgiving dinner. 15 of the hams went to the soup kitchen, and 3 went to the Fordham House in Goldsboro. Our thanks go out to Mr. Steve Brown at Carly C's for selling us the hams at a greatly reduced price. Goldsboro Soup Kitchen provides nutritional meals to area residents of Goldsboro and Wayne County who are in need of assistance. Fordham House is a shelter for the homeless. And this article was by Lion Gene Getz of the Goldsboro Downtown Lions Club. North Carolina Lions 31N Calculator Project, a success. This is by George Holston, PDG, North Carolina 31N Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina Chair. Columbus County received massive damage due to the storms related to Hurricane Florence in 2018 and Hurricane Matthews in 2016. The area still had not fully recovered. It's now time to go back to school, and our kids have ongoing needs at North Carolina Boys and Girls Home, and the community students who attend Thomas Academy on the NC Boys and Girls Home campus. It is essential to understand that almost all the students are eligible for free lunch and do not have the academic opportunities that kids have in other areas of North Carolina. The most pressing need was for graphing calculators to help teach high school math classes. It is necessary to provide these kids with the same opportunities as those attending more elite schools. Students use these calculators for SAT and ACT college entrance exams. Each graphing calculator is $139. This expense is quite a bit to ask from parents who may be recovering from storm damage, relocation, and loss of work. The Lions of 31N, individual Lions across North Carolina, and donors stepped up. 31N Lions have raised enough funds to purchase a classroom set of 21 calculators, a device to charge 10 calculators simultaneously, and additional funds. The school will use the additional funds to purchase other needed school supplies and to restock the food pantry for kids who come to school hungry. Thomas Academy is a North Carolina public charter school that educates middle and high school students. Located on the Lake Waccamaw campus of Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina, the Academy provides a tailored academic experience to students who frequently need a more specialized, integrated curriculum. Thomas Academy was founded on personalization in education, unique offerings, and education through purposeful design. Here's a picture from the Smithfield Lions Club celebrating the 99th birthday for Lion Shirley Black. Seated is Shirley Black and Kathy Gurley, and behind them is Jana Peden, Jeanette Massengill, Karen Brown, Jane Hafer, Inga Gerbasi, Grant Truesdale, Keith Peden, Sonia Wilson, and Kevin Wilson. And in front of them on a table is a beautiful-looking birthday cake with a candle that says 99. Sight and hearing. Have you done eyesight screenings this Lions year? I would like to know the number you have screened and the number referred. Also, I would like to know these numbers for the rest of this Lions year. In addition, has your club conducted any hearing screenings? And if so, the number and the number referred. You can send these to me by email at GEB110519 47@gmail.com, or call me at 252-320-3592. I need these to make a report to the district and state committees. In advance, thank you. And that's from Lion Glenn Bunch, PDG, Sight and Hearing Conservation. And a notice about membership. How to attract new members. Congratulations to those clubs that have gained members over the past 4 months. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. And share your secrets with neighboring clubs so that all can share the benefits of new members. I have been asked many times, how are you able to get new members into your club? I will share a few thoughts, but I do not have a corner on the market of good ideas. I am a true believer and advocate of the secret of getting new members is to just ask. I have yet to have someone come up to me and say, I want to join the Lions. But most, if not everyone that I have talked to about the Lions, were active listeners. Recruiting new members is the job of all club members. As a club, you should formulate a plan on how you wish to go about this. Form a small committee and brainstorm on what you think would work best for your club. I have found that getting potential new members to a service project is perhaps the best way. From doing service for others, you experience the enjoyment and reward that you get from helping others, which ties perfectly to our motto, We Serve. A couple of ideas that your club may consider is partnering with other agencies or groups. For example, if the fire department or another community group is hosting a pancake breakfast or a blood drive, ask if you can volunteer to help with the breakfast or work the canteen for the blood donors. Assign one of your people friendly members to do nothing but visit with the diners or blood donors and promote the activities of the club. Find out what their interests are and zero in on anything that is about service to others and tell them that you would be a perfect match for the Lions. Suggest that you develop a brochure about your club to share with interested members. Make sure you have a membership application with you for the person that is anxious to join. Good luck! That is from Lion Vince Schimoller, MD31 Membership Chair. And this from Lions Club International Foundation. Lions of District 31N, our district knows all too well the need of our Lions Club International Foundation, or LCIF, and how they come to the aid of areas after major disasters. I know that much of our district has our eyes on Hurricane Ian that is quickly approaching Florida. It is likely that they will need assistance through financial, supplies, and emotionally. It isn't too early to start thinking about how your club and even you individually can help. I know that our district disaster relief team is vigorously working on preparing for the potential worst to our area as Hurricane Ian leaves Florida and starts making its way north. Making a donation to LCIF in general can help with disasters all over the world. If there is a particular disaster, i.e., when we were hit by Hurricane Florence, you can dedicate the donated LCIF funds to the specific disaster. Contributions to LCIF can also be a great way to recognize longtime members or community members who support the Lions, such as the Melvin Jones Fellows do not have to be Lions, or even can make a beautiful gift for special occasions like birthdays or holidays, etc. As your district LCIF coordinator, I ask that your club, or even yourself individually, discuss how you will contribute to LCIF this year. As a district, since July 1st, we have contributed $0 to LCIF and are well behind all of the Southeast region, and in fact are the only sub-district that has zero contribution to LCIF. I know I personally will be speaking to my club about making a difference. Who's with me? Leading and serving from our hearts, Lion Robert, Lion Marie, Nathan, Brennan, and Logan. Past District Governor, District 31N, District Leo Chair and LCIF Coordinator, State Leo Chairperson, New Bern Lions Club. The cell phone number is 252-229-5099. The District Governors of North Carolina are requesting Lions recommendations of outstanding Lions to be considered for induction into the North Carolina Lions Hall of Fame. The purpose, the mission of the North Carolina Lions Hall of Fame is to recognize and honor the state's most outstanding Lions for his or her extraordinary accomplishment on the club, district, state, and or the NC Lions Incorporated levels. Criteria, recommendations may be living or deceased. The person must have had at least 10 years of service in North Carolina, if living, or deceased for at least 5 years, unless their death occurred in the year the candidate was being considered for a living Hall of Fame award. Any Lion can recommend, but only a district governor can nominate for the Hall of Fame. And here is an application form. The deadline for submission is December 31st of 2022. On the application, there is a blank for the name, the club positions held, the join date, and they want you to attach biographical information, years of service, leadership positions held, honors and awards and special interests, and a list of major accomplishments or contributions. And I do not see a place where you can submit this, so I apologize for that. You may have to ask your fellow Lion for that information. And lastly, here is advertising for Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated. Their phone is 252-523-1019. Independence through employment. Providing quality products and services for over 40 years. And the bottom half of that page says, now offering Lions Club apparel. And there is a fleece jacket, a ball cap, a polo shirt, a golf shirt, and a lined fleece-lined jacket, all with the Lions logo. And that is LIB Graphic Solutions, Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated, Kinston, North Carolina. And they have two phone numbers here, 252-527-3499 and 919-252-5050. Well, I've come to the end of this newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.